Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Rach on the text is very excited. She says, not only is it only Blue Friday, it's only Blue your appearance on Hole in the Wall tomorrow. Ah, thanks for reminding me. Brilliant. The comments are flooding in. Most people really like the Only Blue Friday this week. Good throw action. World-class performance. You nailed it. You made it your own. And Bryn has been on. Hello, Bryn. On the email saying, did it support your limited vocal range? No. Did I like it? Yes. Was it an improvement on past performances? Yes. Was it good enough to get you voted back in next week? Yes. Thanks very much, Bryn.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Seriously, how difficult is it to work a vending machine on a Friday?
I'm tired of using technology.
Are you? Why don't you come and sit on me then?
No, thanks. My fingers are too fat, so it delivered the wrong selection.
Right, so the one
that doesn't
speak
asked for a
what?
Coke,
and he got...
And now he's got two Coke Zeros and a Starburst.
It's really not that hard.
No.
Did you get two Cokes out by shaking the machine?
No, I think he paid for them by mistake.
Oh, the rubbish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, here's the thing. Our boss, right, was on the train the other day, and there was someone there, like, kind of stood quite near him, MP3 player on, playing his music quite loud. Like that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he was kind of stood up, the boss was sat down. And while he was listening to his music, seemed completely oblivious to the fact that he was blowing off quite loudly.
Oh,
but was
Christ.
Really farting a lot with his music on.
Oh.
And everyone in the carriage kind of looking. Surely you would know if that was... If you were, like, letting him off in the middle of a carriage and you stood up and you had your MP3 player on, I know you can't hear them.
You can feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah, you can.
That's... I was going to ask you, have you ever farted without realising, but then you wouldn't know, would you?
No.
So, just, isn't that horrible?
That's disgusting.
You know when you've done one, don't you?
Is this another one of those stories that he tells, which is actually about him, but he said it's about someone else?
That's immediately what I thought as soon as he started telling me.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Jill and Staff has been on saying maybe the bloke with the iPod may have mistakenly thought he had mastered the silent technique, but actually hadn't. No, sorry, I don't buy that at all. You know when you're doing it.
How long does that take to master? Is it like ventriloquism? You can learn it in a few easy steps. Silent for dummies.
I was going to say silent for dummies. Sarah in Rugby's been on. Now, I just called her and she hung up on me. So that's Sarah from Rugby, who, she's woke herself up farting in her sleep. So, yeah, he would know he was doing it. Thanks for that, Sarah.
That's
cheers for sharing that.
That's quite loud.
If you wake yourself up, that's loud. Right. God, loads of people have woken themselves up. That's really weird. Today, we have brought a cheese board in. Yes. Remember we were talking to that student, Alex, from Cardiff Uni earlier this week, and he was saying that of an evening, not every night, but, you know, probably every other night, he will settle down with a little glass of port and a bit of fine cheese from the fridge. All the students are doing it, and we today are having cheese board during the Wonder Years from 5 o'clock. I love it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
I don't really want to talk about this much longer, but seriously, I can honestly say I don't think I have ever woken myself up by farting. I'm astonished by how many texts we're getting on this. Really?
I was saying I think it might be a girl thing.
Why?
Because boys fart all the way through the day and then girls have to hold it in and it must just come out at night.
Oh. Do you think
not that
right?
I do it, but do you know what I mean?
James off of Brighton. His dad farted so loudly he woke himself up with a start, fell out of bed and chipped his tooth.
That's not true.
That is not true.
That's not true.
That isn't true. Did you see that? There's one there A girl who I tried to call just a minute ago. What's her name? Sue.
Yeah.
And she was saying that she was in bed with a very new boyfriend who she would never dream of farting in front of, and did actually wake herself up with it. And the person that woke themselves up in a lecture as well. Thanks to you for texting in. I'm astonished by this.
Radio 1 podcast.
All about careers this week on Radio 1. Maybe you're at school at the moment, you're thinking, well, I haven't got a clue what I want to do. Maybe you already have a job, but you fancy doing something a bit different with your life. That's what it's all been about this week on Radio 1. This morning, Chris Moyles and Louis Walsh Braun. So if you fancy being the next Louis Walsh, why would you want to do that? you know what I mean. Big figure in the music industry is what I mean. You can listen again to hear that on the website right now. Also, you can hear and see what happened when Nihal lived out his childhood dream and became an astronaut.
That's
really?
Good. Yeah.
I got to do a post round.
He brought us back some food and everything. And he met an alien.
So he went to space.
Yeah, and he's brought us back bananas, ice cream, and cinnamon apple wedges.
Can I try one of... Is this
try
actual space
cream,
food?
Try the ice cream. It's Neapolitan.
And this is from space?
Yeah. I think via a... Oh, I don't know. It's got a price sticker on it.
I'm surprised we haven't made more of this on Radio 1 if Nihal actually got sent into space.
Oh, it's all crispy.
We could have made more of a thing of that, maybe. Like a whole week out of it, maybe, if we sent someone to space. Oh, my God, that's gross.
When did he leave, though? Because I thought he was on last
weekend. Oh, my God, astronauts eat this.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to be one.
When did he go? He could have done a show live from space.
Here he is, meeting an alien.
Now I found someone very interesting here. The alien, of course. Is this a nice place to work? And food, is it good food? And what about this whole bleeding acid thing?
Right, no, that's not true.
Sounds like my sister when she was on the oxygen mask in hospital. Bless her.
There's a special Radio 1 surgery with Aled. We'll be joined by an actual careers advisor on Sunday. So if you are a bit confused about what you want to do, or you fancy a bit of a change in your job, get involved with Radio 1 Surgery Sunday from 10 with Aled. Grimmy, he's lived out his childhood fantasy as well.
Has he? What does he
do? The job that he would have done if he wasn't on the TV or radio. He became a farmer.
Oh.
Yeah. Here he is handling some animals.
Do you like being handled?
We hear you're very friendly. You're very pretty.
What if it goes mad? And I like it.
That's him with some chickens. That's the video of that is online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. And Nihal going into space. Amazing. And my post round one is still on there as well at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I had a bit of a chat with Jimmy Carr as well the other day when he came in about careers and how he got his amazing job. How do you get a flipping amazing job like yours?
It's a very good question. There's lots of flippant answers, but I don't know. It's a tough thing, I think. It's a tough thing knowing what you want to do. I think weight is the thing. I think a lot of people think that when they leave school or they leave college, they've got to get a job, the dream job, straight away. Actually, it's fine. Just have a couple of years of just kind of working and deciding what you want to do. There's so very few people that go, right, I want to be a vet or I want to be a doctor or I want to be a lawyer.
Not that many people know what
something.
They want to do straight away, I don't think.
No, and you need a few years. I was 26 before I did my first, 26, nearly 27 before I did my first comedy gig. And then I kind of did it and I had all that experience, wasn't wasted. All of that time you spend doing those kind of slightly dead-endy jobs isn't wasted. It's kind of, that's life experience.
I totally agree with that. Mm. He said a lot of good things there. So Jimmy's advice is just don't panic. If you don't know what you want to do, most people don't.
Yeah, exactly. Just do whatever you want to do at the time. Just get a job and earn some money and then all of a sudden it'll come to you.
Yeah.
Like, I did loads of rubbish jobs for ages and then all of a sudden I thought, I know,
I want to read out some classifieds on the radio. Is that what you thought?
Yeah, all of a sudden it just clicked.
Wow. And what age did that click for you?
About 26.
Wow.
So
this was 26 as well. He didn't do his first gig till he was 26. So go online for all the career stuff at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.